Okay, I'd like to invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me for a few moments to the book of Romans chapter 1. The theme of the book of Romans is the gospel of God. Paul wanted to ground the believers at Rome in the gospel because, as always, there are insidious false prophets, especially those in Paul's day, Judaizers who would threaten the doctrinal purity of the church, and there are many that are seeking to do so today. So therefore, the book of Romans presents, as it were, Paul's gospel message he intended to visit in Rome. And notice what he says in Romans chapter 1, beginning with verse 16 and 17. Now, before we look and read this scripture, the title of our message is Living the Christian Life from Faith to Faith. Reading verse 16 of Romans 1. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The subject of our message, of course, is living the Christian life from faith to faith. What exactly does that phrase mean in verse 17? For herein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. I believe the Apostle Paul is teaching us that faith does not cease when we become Christians. Faith is to be the DNA of the entire Christian life. Faith is essential for justification. Faith is essential for our sanctification. And faith, of course, according to Ephesians 2 and verse 8, is even a gift of God. Sometimes there are individuals that we hear that will say, well, he once exercised faith, but he doesn't demonstrate faith at all now. He's living in the world, disobedient to the doctrine and the gospel of the Word of God. But he did once in his life profess to know Christ. He did at one time say that he was saved. So he exercised faith. So therefore, that must mean that he's a believer. Well, keep in mind, the Word of God says, the just shall live by faith. In other words, the life, the continuance in the faith is evidence of salvation. Not necessarily once appearing to have exercised it at one punctiliar point sometime in the past, and then there's no evidence of continuance in the faith. No evidence of spiritual growth. No evidence of desire to follow in the things of God. Listen, when the Bible says the just shall live, that's not just referring to some type of a musty old expression of faith that seems to have occupied a corridor of their compartment of their life at one time. It's speaking about living. The just shall live by faith. The very word live implies a continuance in the faith. And then to emphasize even more, it says that we live from faith to faith. How is that to be understood, that we are to live from faith to faith, as it says in Romans 1, verse 17? Well, the Greek, interestingly enough, reads out of faith into faith. In other words, the very phrase into, the word ace, implies an entrance into a lifestyle of faith, a progression into faith. That's the idea of faith to faith. Therefore, faith is to be exercised not only in receiving Jesus Christ as personal Savior, turning from our own works of righteousness, but faith continues to be exercised, and we move into ACE. We move into the exercise of faith for our spiritual growth. So you see, faith is a matter of salvation, justification, but faith is to be exercised as part of our sanctification in spiritual growth. Now, what do I mean by that? When it says faith to faith, think of the trials that you've been through since you have received Christ as Savior. I will tell you, without perhaps knowing what specifically they may be, every new trial that came into your life, you needed to exercise faith in. You needed to exercise faith by saying, Lord, I may not feel you, I may not see you, but I'm exercising faith that you're in control of my life because I've placed my life and my faith in Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And this trial that I am facing, I'm going to exercise faith in. And then further in the Christian life, additional trials come. And the Lord wants you to exercise faith. There's never a time in your Christian experience where you will not need to continue to exercise faith. The first faith of your salvation, coming to Christ, was just the beginning, the entranceway to an entire facility of exercising faith in the Christian life. As we grow in the Christian life, we're going to face new challenges. And life is full of new challenges, folks. They don't stop when we retire, do they? We face new trials, new challenges that we've never experienced before. New illnesses, new family members that come in as our tribe is enlarged. And folks, you know as well as I do, that the whole Christian life since we've got saved has been one step of faith after another. And that's the meaning of the word faith to faith. Faith to faith. Faith is the pathway throughout the Christian life. Now, I want to give you a principle, though, about spiritual perception that is so important as well. When the Bible says that we go from faith to faith, you know what that implies? It implies that to the degree that we are willing to obey light that God provides, then He'll provide more. If we are not willing at any point in our life, if we are not willing to surrender our lives in the midst of needs and trials and tests, if there are areas that we have not surrendered, what right do we have to ask of the Lord for more light when we are not responding to the light that He has given unto us? And that's the concept of faith to faith as well. Sometimes the reason why some of us don't understand the Bible any more than we do is because we have not been living up to the light that He has given us, and we're not spending time in the Word. So therefore, we're not going to grow in our faith. The Lord is not going to expand our horizon until we are responding properly to the light that God has given us. Paul talked about being filled with the wonder and the depth of God's love. David said and prayed that he might have his eyes opened, that he might perceive wondrous truths out of the law. You remember he said that. What he was actually saying was, Lord, lead me from faith to faith. I want to progress. And no matter what age we are, whether we're teenagers or whether we're young adult marrieds, whether we're middle age, whether we're senior citizens, the faith-to-faith process never ends until we come before the very presence of our Lord. We need to ask God for faith to reveal to us the hidden truths of the Word of God that might be hard for us to understand now. We need to go from faith to faith. Out of faith, ekpituos, ace, into additional faith, into a growth of following the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question tonight as we close. Have we grown in our faith? You know, in the Bible talks about no faith. It talks about little faith. It talks about faith, and it talks about great faith. May our lives continue. And as we abide in the Lord, He will lead us from faith to faith. That's gospel-centered living. You know, has there ever been a time when you thought that the gospel was just for getting saved? Has there ever been a time in your theological understanding that you thought, oh, the gospel is for people to get saved? No. The gospel is for people that want to live from faith to faith. Because you know what? The good news is that there is never a time in your life that you don't need Him, and that He will not promise to give you the strength you need to successfully go through every successive faith step in your life. You know what our problem is? Our problem is that we are waiting to get to the place where we don't need faith anymore. I want to see it all. I want to know it all. And I'm not going to be at peace until God gives me all of the answers. And it's like a young bride who goes into marriage with unrealistic expectations. Or a young man who goes into marriage with unrealistic expectations of the partner. There's never a time when we do not need to exercise faith. And we will never have all of the answers. But we know one who does, and that makes a big difference, doesn't it? And can we trust Him? Even though we don't have the answers, can we trust Him who does? Absolutely. And that's why you're here today. And that's why we're bringing these requests to the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank You for not only the hymn that says face to face, but Lord, we thank You for faith to faith. And that You're so patient with us. And Lord, there are a lot of times when we have to take a lap around the wilderness until we learn that principle of faith to faith and obediently following You, regardless of whether we understand it all. But Lord, help us to have a humble surrender. Help us, Lord, to see that the gospel is for everyday living. And the truths of it are all encompassing in the Christian life, in every detail of our conformity to the image of Your Son. Lord, bless us as we go to prayer and share requests, and especially this coming Lord's Day with the great things that will be prepared for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.